In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you. These are the words the angel spoke to those women at the tomb on that Easter morning many, many years ago. And these are the words that speak to us even today. Thousands of years later, in a different time, a different place. And yet, as we hear the words of the Old Testament, we relive all of God's saving deeds throughout history. As we light a new candle, a new fire, and kindle new hope, and as we remember Christ crucified and risen, this message, do not be afraid, is still as fresh as when it was first spoken. Do not be afraid. There is so much fear. There's perpetual wars going on in the world. Years on years on end. We have political uncertainty, societal tensions, global unrest, climate change, and now the Cubs have to defend their world title. You knew I couldn't leave that one out. Tonight, we are called to lay aside our fears. All kinds of fears, though, not just global fears, but personal fears. Those fears that nag at us every day. Will I be able to care for myself and those I love? Can I manage all the things expected of me? What will people think of me? And on this night of conquest of all that is evil, we put those fears aside. The angel said, I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. You know, we expect the bad. We do. It's so normal for us that we just come to believe that that is what is going to happen. Even though Jesus said he would rise again, and these women were people of the deepest faith. Yet, like all of us, they defaulted to looking for Christ among the dead. But we forget that Christ is the living Lord, the God incarnate that is made new. We are all seeking Christ. But does Christ really need to be sought? I mean, after all, Christ is in all places. We simply need to see him where he is. As the angel said, he is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Christ is not among the dead. And if we look for Christ in the places of death, that is anger, hatred, revenge, violence, oppression, and greed, we will only find emptiness. Christ is not in those things that kill our souls. Christ is not where things are predictable or controllable. Christ is not in our personal agendas or those things that divide us. The living Christ overcomes all of those things. And so the angel says, go, quickly and tell his disciples, yes, this night we are called to go out into the world. Proclaim a living faith, one of reconciliation, one of love, one of life. We are called to proclaim a faith where sins are no more. And so we must go quickly. Not next week, not next year, but immediately. We must go out to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom and build justice. The angel says he has been raised from the dead, and indeed, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Yes, you will see him. Christ spent almost his entire ministry in that place of Galilee. You will see Christ where Christ has always been. Because Christ is not hidden. Christ desires to be seen. So where have we seen Christ? Where do we know that Christ has always been? Where is it that we don't have to seek out Christ? We know that Christ is in our hearts. We know that Christ is in the faces of one another. We know that Christ is in Christian charity. And so we should not be surprised to find Christ in those places that we know. Christ has always been there. This is my message for you. This is my message for you. All who hear the story of the risen Lord, you and me, we are to go out and to proclaim the good news of Christ risen, to heal the world, to bring him to all. Do not be afraid. This is my message for you. Amen.